RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
All right, to the record milk payout to organic farmers. Does this mean greater demand for organic dairy products? Willie White is an organic dairy farmer from Ashley, Clinton, Hawke's Bay, and he joins us to tell us more about this. Willie, welcome on to RCR. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks very much, Paul. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on. I'll just say first, yeah, I've been a big fan of RCR since it came along. So, yeah, no, it's a pleasure.
Well, thank you for saying that. We're a fan of organic farmers and anything organic. I think it's fair to say, well, I am anyway, and I've been educated into it. Okay, so even better, I think. So tell us about this record payout. How much is it? What does it mean? What does it say about organic dairy products and the market supporting those products?
Yeah, so the last season just gone, so we just announced the Fonterra's just announced the final results, and yeah, so the organic payout ended up at $10.93 a kilo.
Right.
So yeah, great result, and I think just shows that not only is Fonterra doing a really good job focusing on that organic part of their business, but yeah, people are obviously are starting to wake up to some of the, you know, the things in our food supply that may or may not be great for us, and it seems like organics is able to take advantage of that. So we got to learn from a couple of Fonterra's big customers based in the US at our organic conference earlier in the year, and that was great because they've got, you know, really high growth businesses. One was an infant formula producer, and the other was producing ghee. So big businesses, a lot of growth. They basically just said that they can't really get enough of New Zealand organic dairy. So,
is that right? That's great to hear that.
It was really heartening and gives you a lot of confidence in what you're doing because, yeah, we're trying to produce really great quality product. I think that's part of why you go down this path. And yeah, to hear that, effectively they were saying that they can't get what we produce from anywhere else in the world. So really, really heartening. And largely because, you know, New Zealand organic dairy can really stand by the fact that it's grass-fed and, and our cows are outside 365 days of the year. So,
yeah. How much more of a premium is that record price for you than conventional milk? Can you give us an idea of how much more?
So the final conventional payout was, I think, $7.83. So, so around about $3, yeah.
How much more input, though, into creating the organic product? Because it's great having a premium, but is that eaten up in a greater effort that you go to get the premium product in the first place?
There's certain things you have to do differently, obviously. But look, I mean, when we decided to go down this track around 5 years ago, and it was largely around actually dialing our system right back, dropping cow numbers back to sort of natural capacity, I guess, you know, and reducing our requirement or eliminating our requirement for, you know, imported feed and synthetic fertilizers, those cost items that have a tendency to fluctuate with commodity prices and stuff like that. So yeah, for us, it was actually we actually dragged a lot of costs out of our business, and obviously we dropped production. So the biggest cost comes in the drop of production, but yeah, it was more than offset by a drop in farm costs. And yeah, obviously producing a bit more of a niche product that's a little bit less susceptible to those sort of commodity cycle fluctuations, yeah.
And I see it's the fourth instance where the organic milk payout has exceeded $10. So obviously the industry pays attention to this. This could swing more the organic way, surely, like more farming going to this, chasing the more premium prices. That's how the market works ultimately, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you'd think so. I mean, but I mean, I think, and I think New Zealand is, this is the opportunity for New Zealand, because we really do, like we've always known, you know, we've got certain real natural advantages, and they do lend themselves to, you know, to grass-based pastoral farming. But look, at the end of the day, there is a reasonable barrier to entry. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it's easy. It takes really more than anything, it takes a mindset shift to, because to a certain extent, you're sort of doing a lot of the things that, you know, the wider industry is sort of trending against, if you like. So you've got to kind of have a bit of, I guess you've got to be able to, be mentally strong enough to stick with it, sort of thing. And of course, the organic certification process itself is, is daunting initially. And so, there is a barrier to entry for a lot of farmers. So you can understand that. But I think New Zealand has a real opportunity to grow its organic milk. And like I say, if we're producing something that's unique, there's plenty of organic milk being produced in the world and Europe and the States and stuff, but probably just hasn't got the same integrity, or certainly not as grass-based as New Zealand dairy. So that's where I think our opportunity is, and it plays into our natural advantage really well.
Yeah, and also thinking about what's being talked about, GMOs and GM and all of that, and how that could work against at least the perception of the image that we have, which you're saying that is working well for us. Do you have any? Well, those are real concerns, aren't they? And that's shown by the premium for this product. I mean, it's obvious where the direction on this is going. We don't want anything to get in the way of that success, I would imagine. I'm thinking.
No. And I mean, I've certainly got my views on that. And I just don't think we need it as a country. And, you know, like I say, I think at the end of the day, the more farmers in New Zealand can understand that we're not actually trying to produce milk for the whole world. We're really only producing a small proportion of it. And really, we need it. The more we figure out that actually we're just trying to sell it to, you know, a discerning few people that are willing to pay a premium for it, then that'll lead us in the right path. I think, you know, that really high value market in the US, I believe, you know, there's an element of the fact that we're GE free that attracts, you know, attracts them to New Zealand as well. So yeah, I'd be really careful about going too far down that track just from a impact and market perspective. Yeah.
Okay, and so on track next year for an even better payout, do you think? Because I see Fonterra's, haven't they sold forward about 60% of next year's production already? Am I right there?
Yeah. So that really positive outlook for us again this year. So they tend to be really reasonably conservative with their initial forecasts. And like you say, 60%'s contracted. They're still getting, you know, they're getting more and more demand out of those new markets that they've got into. And so they're feeling really confident. So it's all looking pretty positive.
Hey, thanks, Willie White, organic dairy farmer from Hawke's Bay. Thanks for coming on and telling us about that good news. It's good news, Willie. Thank you.
Pleasure, Paul. Thank you very much.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.